Freshman Eliza Leeson is a humanities major. She was among the roughly 9,000 students who attended the Bernie Sanders rally.
I loved seeing so many people there. There's a lot of students. It was cool. It was my first time being in like that type of situation. I really like what he says. I think he's connecting to the younger population.
Sanders' message of income inequality and attacking big banks on Wall Street also resonated with religious studies graduate student Scott Myers. He says the campus has what he calls Bernie fever.
Literally every single friend of mine on Facebook, the vast majority, are posting about Bernie Sanders and how enthusiastic they are about his candidacy.
But enthusiasm for the GOP presidential debate on the liberal CU campus is less palpable. Leeson says she leans Democratic and is especially not a fan of Donald Trump.
What I think about Trump is everything he says seems a little ridiculous to me.
Mobilizing younger voters will be key to any electoral win. Seth Maskett is an associate professor of political science at the University of Denver. He says both parties will be spending a lot of time in swing states like Colorado.
The fact that this debate is in Colorado, suggests that, Republicans do see this as an important state and they will be trying to contest it.
Maskett thinks Trump is actually bringing more people into the political fold much earlier than they would be otherwise.
Through his celebrity status and somewhat outlandish behavior. For people who don't necessarily have any interest in supporting him, but are really just kind of excited by his unusual approach to campaigning.
Freshman Kendall Bonvison is an environmental engineer and newly unaffiliated voter. Whether it's Trump, Sanders, or Clinton, she hasn't decided on any candidate.
Generally, I'm fairly conservative on most topics, but since I am an environmental engineer, when it comes to like the environment and things, I'm fairly liberal. This is like the first year I've ever been able to vote, so now I'm like, wow, I've got to pay attention and think about these things, because my opinion counts.
For Democrats, Scott Myers, he is focusing on the issues and says he wants candidates in both parties to pay more attention to his top concern, reforming campaign finance laws.
Our candidates are beholden to special interests or unions or whatever side of the issue you happen to fall on. I just think that the idea that money is speech radically disenfranchises the vast majority of Americans.
As for the debate itself, Professor Maskett says he's curious to see if a Colorado-specific topic comes up, such as the growing Latino population or pot.
The marijuana legalization issue has come up in a couple of previous debates. This is a state, obviously, where that's a very relevant issue, where legalization has been moving ahead pretty quickly, and it's already a pretty important part of the state's economy.
Even though many students interviewed for this story were not Republicans or don't follow politics regularly, many said they would be watching the GOP debate out of curiosity. There have been protests over the limited numbers of seats available for students and faculty to watch it in person. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.